spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy Wednesday.
Hey, happy Wednesday. We are all for paying teachers on this show. We are all for it. We have something, pay tribute to a teacher, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. And every month, we got $2,500 goes to a teacher. Here in the Valley, we deliver that check personally, go to the school. If you're interested, just text the word teacher to 411-923. We're going out to a Valley school next week to hand out one of those checks. And when it comes to paying teachers, Governor Katie Hobbs has a new plan to increase pay for schools, educators, and she's proposing increasing the current draw from, Chad, the state land trust.
Yes.
Okay. Revenues for education. What is it? From about 7 to 9%, roughly?
Yeah, I think it's from like, I think she wants to go from like 6 point some percent to 8.6%. So about a 2% jump.
Okay.
In taking some of that money. The whole thing is like everything. You want to avoid that T word, taxes.
Yes. Right. I mean, nobody wants to raise their taxes. Nobody wants their taxes raised. So why don't we talk about this? Can it get done? Can both sides come together? Is it a good plan? Joining us now, Executive Director of Save Our Schools Arizona, Beth Lewis. Beth, how are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing?
We're doing great. So you like this plan? Tell us why. And maybe can Hobbs and the Arizona Republicans get it done?
Yeah, I mean, love the plan. It's a little bit more money than the original Prop 123, so that's fantastic. We need more money for teachers and staff raises and facilities. It's not totally dissimilar to the Republicans' plan that they put out last month. So, you know, they really should be able to get in a room and, you know, figure out that perfect sweet spot and come up with a compromise that they can put to voters in 2024.
Kimberly, she has said it's unsustainable and dangerous because what they're looking at, and again, she's a money person and money people will tend to err on the side of caution, is 4 to 5% return this year as opposed to, you know, maybe a 7% or an 8% return they're getting. And this is going to potentially drain some of that fund.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not an economist, but I do think that we can push those percentages. If you're saying 8.9% is too high, then again, I think Democrats and Republicans should sit down together, figure out what is that percentage. We know that folks in 2016, when this was first passed, you know, there was a lot of doom and gloom speculation about the volatility of the state land trust. And, you know, we really haven't seen that. The state has been able to use that money to fund, you know, our teachers and our general education fund for years. And so I think that, you know, there's always a lot of naysayers. There's always a lot of drama anytime you're talking about public education funding. But this is a smart proposal from the governor, and it should be met with bipartisan compromise.
Talking to Beth Lewis from Save Our Schools. Okay, so it's supposed to sunset in 2025. You're going to have to get it back on the ballot. What's that going to take?
You know, I keep saying it, but I think everybody's got to come together, because if it's just the Dems or just Hobbs putting this on the ballot, you know, that's not the full electorate. And if it's just the Republicans, same thing. So if we all really genuinely want this money to continue flowing to our public schools, which I genuinely think we do, then we need, you know, the adults in the room to act like adults and get together and iron it out.
That's going to be a tough one. I mean, if, you know, to for both sides to act like adults.
You said the A word.
Yeah, they don't act like adults. They act like petulant children. But where are we with Arizona teacher salaries compared with, you know, other states? Where are we?
We're still in the bottom five by all accounts, and we're still 49th in K-12 funding, right? And that impacts everything, you know, extracurriculars to sports to, you know, all the resources that our kids have. And so I really appreciate Hobbs's proposal, because it pushes that percentage a little bit and allows our school facilities to get a bump. It allows for school safety, which I know parents around the state are really looking for investments in. So I think we, you know, I love that she's being creative. I love that she's pushing things and not just, you know, a blanket continuance of 123. But, hey, can we get a few more dollars in the public schools? We really need it.
What would you, in an ideal world, I mean, I'm not talking about, I would like $1 million a year. What would you like to see pay-wise bumped up to that would make it so, okay, look, we're moving in the right direction. This is sustainable. We're going to keep good teachers, and we're going to recruit others.
You know, it varies so much, but I think, you know, by all accounts, we need at least a $10,000 pay raise across the board just to be competitive with our neighbors. And, you know, that's still not going to cut it, but it will keep good teachers in the classroom and keep our staff members in our schools. And that was something the Republicans put out a proposal that only touched on teacher salaries, which is much needed. But Hobbs's proposal does give money to custodians and bus drivers and counselors and every adult that's working with kids. And we need those folks, too, just as much.
We're chatting with the executive director of Save Our Schools Arizona, Beth Lewis. Classroom vacancies. We know that teachers have left in droves. I know so many teachers that we're just done. And it's just too much. Too much work, yeah. Too much work on the weekend. Where are we with classroom vacancies in Arizona?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's a huge issue. Everybody knows a teacher that's left, and we know that they're leaving because of teacher pay and because of working conditions. And a lot of those working conditions are related to pay. We don't have enough adults in the building to do all of the jobs, and so it all falls on the classroom teachers. And we don't have enough support. So this measure is only one piece of the puzzle. To be honest, we are $5 billion behind the national average every single year. Arizona is so far behind the needle that this will stop the bleeding, continue allowing these dollars to flow into classrooms. You know, Hobbs's plan boosts us a little bit, but we still have serious work to do to get K-12 education funded to where it needs to be.
How hopeful are you? Have you talked to, you know, again, it's Republicans, Democrats. Have you talked to some Democrats, talked to some Republicans about what are the chances of maybe you guys coming together and acting like adults?
Yeah, we're trying. Yes.
Are you hopeful it's going to pass?
I am. I mean, again, I think voters will pass it if it is done in a spirit of bipartisanship or tripartisanship. Otherwise, I worry that it's not going to be successful at the ballot if it's marred by, you know, dysfunction and drama and naysaying. So, you know, I think we all just really need to look at the big picture, move away from the political drama, and think about our kids and our future.
All right. Beth Lewis, Executive Director, Save Our Schools Arizona. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. Talk to you soon.
All right. Governor Katie Hobbs, she's working on this new plan, increase pay for Arizona schools, for educators. Yeah, it is interesting, Chad. It is for the teachers.
Yes.
But it's also for, as Beth said, custodians, bus drivers. It's there's money set aside for them, plus school safety. I don't know if they've, you know, finalized that plan on how they're going to do it for school safety. Does that mean you hire an SRO in every school?
I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know who's asking that question. It's like, okay, exactly what is the plan? Counselors is another one I saw on there.
That's a good point.
As well as the, you know, the teacher's aides and the stuff like, so there's a lot of it, but counselors, SROs, absolutely a must as well. Yeah. And you think we're bad with pay?
Oh.
Go look at counselors we are the worst.
One of the worst.
It is awful.
Yeah. All right. Our thanks to Beth Lewis talking a little bit about how do you get teachers some more money so they can stick around. Okay. Coming up next, I think the question, Chad, is are we going to get some news out of Queen Creek tonight? There is a town hall meeting tonight. The police chief will be there. The mayor will be there. And apparently we're supposed to get some sort of an update on Preston Lord, who was murdered by the Gilbert goons. Are we going to get an update?
Will they speak?
Yeah, that's next.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, we got a big Queen Creek town meeting tonight. Town hall, town meeting. Obviously, it's going to be about the Gilbert goons. It's going to be about teen violence. And certainly, it's going to be about Preston Lord, whose life was taken by the Gilbert goons. So, well, I don't know what to expect tonight.
I don't know either.
You get the mayor out there, you got the police chief. I give them both credit for coming out and speaking, unlike, you know, those who are gutless in Gilbert who will not talk, like the mayor, like the police chief, absolutely quiet, will not say a word. There's some sort of an update on Preston Lord. I don't know, man. I just, this is such a big case. I can't believe that they don't have the murderers behind bars yet.
That's because they're trying to do everything they possibly can to, you know, cross the T's, dot the I's. That's what you're going to tell. That's what they're going to tell you.
How much time do you need?
You're going to need.
Okay, how much more video do you need?
Well, that's the big question.
Here's another question, Chad. How many dozens of witnesses saw this happen? What else do you need?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know what else you need.
I honestly have no idea. I do not know what they need. I don't know what they're looking at. I don't know what it is, but that's what they're going to, hopefully they'll get an answer. They'll give an answer tonight. That I don't know if it's going to satisfy everybody because people are looking around going, it's too little, too late. But the reality is, at the end of the day, you need to arrest the right people and make sure that you do exactly what you need to do. And I think people will be happy about it. But the one thing you've said over and over again, you know what's going to really piss you off? So you're going to take big credit for all kinds of stuff that goes on. Patting on the backs, cheering everybody. Look at us. Look at all the stuff we did. And I've heard from a lot of parents that have said, man, they've been handed so much material. And this feels like not only is it too little too late, but they're just...
What's too little too late? It's not too little too late to bring in Preston Lord's killers.
No, but it's too little too late for all the damage that was done along the way, for all of the stuff that was brought up from Rick Keener talking about all the stuff that he did, from several other people, and now there's new incidents coming forward. You watch, I mean, people have talked about this, more stuff coming forward. That right there should have been stopped. And like Rick Keener said, had they done something, maybe Preston would still be here.
Right. Rick Keener, we had on last week. His son was beaten up by the Gilbert goons so bad and was threatened over and over and over again that he sent his son to live with his mom in Europe because he thought his son would be killed.
That is...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And that was before, you know, like, I mean, he got beat up the first time before anything happened to Preston.
Yeah. Yeah. So will we get something from Queen Creek today? I certainly hope so. We won't get anything from Gilbert because they're not speaking. It's not that they're not doing anything, because I always like to make sure that we're really clear here. Like the Gilbert Police Department, they've got a lot of good officers. There's no question about it. And they want to catch these thugs who are the Gilbert goons. My only problem is you've got a mayor and you've got a police chief who will not talk to anyone, will not talk to any of the citizens out there, won't talk to the media, absolutely quiet. And to me, that's as gutless as you can get. So instead of, you know, talking to, I don't know, the police chief in Gilbert who won't come on the show, we spoke to the Mesa police chief because he has put out strong warning.
Yes.
And has used tough talk when it comes to the Gilbert goons, and he is trying to send a strong message to the community. Ken Cost joined us earlier, Mesa Police Chief. Take a listen to about a minute.
The message there is for our community in Mesa.
Right.
That we had aggravated assault that was reported to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, teen violence in general and any violence in Mesa, it's just not going to be tolerated. We're going to always investigate to our fullest extent. You know, to do that, we need folks that are cooperative. We need people to call in and make the reports. So the idea was to make sure to message to our community who had a lot of questions on what's going on, and specifically in Mesa with the case that we had. So the message was to the Mesa community about how we approach not just this case, but other cases. It's far beyond just the Gilbert goons. The teen violence and violence in general for our young people extends throughout the whole city. We have violence that is happening every single day. We're a big city. So it's how we approach violent crime in general, our investigations, the way that we use our resources. And it's really Mesa specific. And it just happens that these suspects in the case in Mesa were tied to cases in other jurisdictions. So that's really where that message was from, is, you know, just a straightforward message to our community that your police department's here. We're going to investigate these.
Your police department is here. Have we heard that?
No.
At all?
Well, they did it once, right, at a meeting that I felt they were pushed.
In Gilbert?
And compelled to do that meeting at town hall. But here's something else. You could have sent out a PIO. You could have sent out somebody else to say, hey, look, you need to start addressing this stuff. Even if you didn't want to, somebody should have stood up and said, you know, we should probably get in front of this.
Yeah. But we haven't heard from Bridget Peterson, mayor of Gilbert. We haven't heard from the Gilbert police chief, Michael Solberg, at all. Why do you think other police departments want to come on this show?
They want to make sure that everybody in their community mm-hmm. knows that they're already on top of this.
Yep.
They're ahead of it, and it will not happen in their neighborhood.
Why do you think other mayors are coming on this very show?
Same thing.
They want to make sure that they're ahead of this. And we had the Chandler mayor on last week. We had the Mesa police chief on this week. We get nothing from Gilbert, which is in the center of the story. They're called the Gilbert Goons. And you get nothing from Gilbert. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing from their mayor. Absolutely nothing from their police chief. I mean, zero. And that's why you're hearing other cities want to speak out, want to get ahead of this, want to tell the people in their city, we are here and we are fighting for you and we're going to try and arrest all these guys. You got nothing from Gilbert on that because why? That's the big question. Is it a major scandal and a cover-up? I think it probably will be.
I think, yeah. You know, we've heard from a couple people that have said, off the record, don't want to use their name kind of thing, said there's going to be people lose their jobs.
Oh, yes. But you got to prove it first.
Yeah, you do.
And until then, you just got to shake your head and say, why isn't the Gilbert mayor speaking? Why isn't the Gilbert police chief speaking? This stuff is happening in their city. I wonder why they're quiet. Isn't that interesting?
It is a question.
Isn't that interesting?
And I don't think they're answering it anytime soon.
Oh,
we'll see what happens tonight.
Maybe they'll come out after some of the Gilbert goons are arrested and take a victory lap. But everybody will already know that it's a bunch of BS.
I think tonight's words will be spirited. It's a good way to describe it. Yeah, tonight.
Queen Creek, town hall tonight. We'll see. Their chief is going to speak. And their mayor is going to speak. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Okay. Hey, coming up next, does Arizona really need an official state planet? Is this what we're wasting our time at down at the legislature? We're going to talk about that next.
It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
I have a question.
All right.
Does Arizona need, like, a state planet? Yeah. You know, we have, like, a state flower. And
somebody, boy, do we.
Somebody told me it had a state dinosaur. That's awesome.
Saguarosaurus.
Is that so?
Which is like a totally made-up okay. saurus.
Oh, gosh.
That's a totally made-up saurus.
Mm-hmm. Well,
this is our pretendosaurus.
There is a proposed bill, if you will, because, of course, this silliness has to come out of the legislature. There's a proposed bill to see... If we can name Pluto as the official Arizona state planet. I don't think it's a planet.
It's not. It's our official floating rock in the sky.
That's what I thought it was.
It's no longer a planet.
I would like it to
be
a planet. We've
decided against it being a planet. What did Becky say? It was relegated to non-planeted.
Is that so?
Downgraded okay. in 2006.
Downgraded.
And it's still downgraded. We haven't gone back?
I don't think so.
Who had that conversation with the, hey... I got to talk to you.
I thought Pluto was a dog. I thought we were adopting a dog.
Yeah, that'd make more
sense.
We have an Arizona lawmaker, something named Representative Justin Wilmoth. And he has proposed that Pluto be named the official state planet of Arizona.
Okay. As you do.
Wise man, Steve Zinsmeister, do you have any, since you're the wise man, do you have any, like, state
stuff
for us? Yeah.
Yeah, Chad, you said we had a dinosaur, right?
State
yeah.
symbols.
What was it again?
Saguarosaurus?
Close. Sonorosaurus.
Yeah, whatever it
which
is.
Which I'm pretty sure is also made up, but I'm told it's basically a Brachiosaurus.
Oh, okay.
The all one right. with the long neck.
Which yeah. one was that?
Which used to be like, it's like a little cousin of Brontosaurus.
Which one was that in Jurassic Park?
You know, that's right when he sees the dinosaurs and they're like, da 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 da.
That.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. What other state symbols do we have? Because apparently Pluto is going to be named our official state planet in Arizona.
Did you guys know that we have a state drink? Any guesses?
Jägermeister.
You would think.
Tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila would make a lot of sense. No, we're going non-alcoholic. Lemonade.
Wait a second. Lemonade is our state drink?
Yeah, sure is.
Okay.
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 Maybe you guys need some advice on neckwear.
I do.
Okay,
the
right.
state neckwear okay. is the bola tie.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I mean, I'm sure Texas would probably sue us for that.
What's the what is a bola tie? What is that? Which one is that?
That's the long, like, looks like string.
Like a shoe string? Pull it up.
Yeah.
That's our tie?
It's kind of like a necklace that you can tighten.
That's an awful tie.
Yeah.
But is the skinny tie still in?
I think so.
I heard Pablo say, yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty
sure.
I
mean, the skinny tie is a good tie. I've got some skinny ties.
Oh, it's in because I just saw what all the men, according to Fashion Week, are going to be wearing later on this year. By the way, I know no men that will wear any of these things
what
ever.
Is it? Oh, this is fun.
Oh, it looks like there are pants that are so baggy and tied around the ankles that it looks like you're one of those like army people that are trying to survive in the ocean. Okay. And they're like hammer pants times 10.
Maybe we can make that our official pants.
Skirts for men.
What?
Yeah, some skirts for men.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying this is what I've been told men are going to be wearing in the future, and skinny ties were a part of these things.
Hmm. Okay.
Like a kilt?
It looked a lot more like a skirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any more state symbols, wise man, before we get out of here?
We have a state gun.
What would that be?
That is the Colt single action army revolver.
As it is, yeah.
That's
killed
awesome.
Many a man out here.
I like that one.
And Chad, you're a reptile guy. We have a state reptile. Do you have any guesses as to which one it is?
A lizard.
I would be...
Well, that's pretty general, right?
Snake. Like, it would be either a Gila monster, or it could be a snake, and it would be like a, you know, diamondback or something.
Diamondback snake.
Arizona ridge-nosed rattlesnake.
I don't know what that is.
That's pretty close, I think.
Okay. The ridge nose, yeah. He's my friend of mine. Right. Ridgie Ridgerson.
Well... I'm excited about this proposed bill that would name Pluto as Arizona's state planet. I think that would be fantastic. I think the bill is like 43 pages long. Wow, you spent a lot of time on that, didn't you?
That's it. Can't get teachers more pay. Right? Can't
you vote against it? You're voting for it or against it?
I'm voting totally against it. Right? Totally against it. Well, sorry, Pluto.
We're fun.
Deal with it. How you like me now?